So tell me too, what did you do for fun as a youngster growing up in that part of Burnaby?
Well, lots of play outside. We used to make forts in the back, and at the back of our property, the property from Hayhurst changed hands, a couple of times, but the back was still open and undeveloped, and it was a big hay field, and there was an old barn back there and some storage sheds and whatnot. We used to go make forts in the hay. The hay would be taller than us, and it kind of just continued to grow and reseed itself, and it was no longer being, harvested or anything like that. And we'd pull them apart and make kind of sheafs of hay, and then weave them in between sticks and make huts and whatnot. Played in the trees. At the back corner of Mom and Dad's property, there was kind of a clay bed and a bit of a pond. And my friend Eileen, who lived sort of kitty corner across the street from us, we used to go up there and dig clay. And then we had a big oil drum incinerator at the side of the garage because everybody burned their garbage. And we would use the clay and make pots out
Oh,
of them
right.
and fire them in our
Wow.
kiln, our garbage kiln,
That's very creative.
and make dishes and cook them on top of this oil drum and whatnot. So, I mean, we would do things like that. We cut trails in the bushes south of Broadway. And we had a club called Drez. And we'd have our big signs, Drez was here, beware, property of Drez. And Drez was Donnie, who was my cousin from two houses down, a couple months older than me. Rhonda, my sister. Eileen from across the street. And my nickname was Sherry. So, because my sister apparently couldn't say Charmaine when I was born, so it was Dres, Drez, and that was our club. So, and then there would be, other signs that would come from kids from down towards Lougheed, and they'd be up in our area, and what. It was neat because all of that area had huge stumps because it had been first growth timber at some point, had been logged. And there were gigantic stumps and whatnot. We used to play and, tie ropes and climb in the trees. My cousin Don and I had to get rescued out of a tree by the fire department.
Oh,
I was
wow.
above him,
So classic.
and he was below and got his foot stuck in something and couldn't get out. And he was kind of
Oh,
hanging
really?
upside down, and we were stuck in this tree, and nobody else was around. So you could hear, parents calling. When it started to get dark, you'd get the call for dinner to come in, and we weren't coming. I guess maybe it might have been lunchtime because I know we weren't rescued in the dark, but the fire department eventually had to come and get us out. That was a big excitement.
Were you mostly though healthy and safe running around, or?
Yeah, I mean, except for the fact that there was a bear. So once when Eileen and I were up at the back digging out the clay, there was a bunch of rustling in the bushes, and I was facing the bushes, and Eileen was at the back of this. Pond was maybe, it was more of a puddle, but maybe about 10 feet, 10, 15 feet across, and she was on the other side digging, scooping up this clay, and this rustling, and then up popped this bear's head, through the bushes, and we were absolutely terrified. It just ran screaming down this little dirt trail that went. It's actually Phillips. It's now a cul-de-sac. So where that cul-de-sac is where the clay pit was, and that was a little access into the property behind us, where the barn was and the hay field and stuff like that. So that was kind of fun, and there was a time when we were all out playing in the bushes, and Eileen's parents, her dad and her older brother, called us in because there was a cougar and you could hear it calling. So we were all escorted home, and I remember them walking with their rifles and whatnot to make sure, because to make sure that we all got home safely. And it was like, go in the house and stay there.
Mm-hmm.
And don't come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So those were kind of the adventures. But playing in the bushes, yeah. There was a hermit who had a cabin up by, there's a big boulder up by Squint Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And Squint Lake was a lake, you know, at the time. We used to go up there, you know, and wander through and, you know, just pick berries
mm-hmm.
and explore and mm-hmm. do picnics. And like I said, there was no golf course.
And this is all on your own. You didn't have parents with you on these expeditions?
No, no. Our parents would either be working or, you know, if mom was at home, she'd be at home doing, you know, her own stuff,
mm-hmm.
cleaning or cooking or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was some of the outdoor playtime. Like later on, when my sister got into high school, she joined the ski club at Burnaby North at Kensington. So she was 2 years older than me. So when I was, she probably did that when I was about the end of grade 7. So then we got into skiing and we started doing that. But in those days, Whistler wasn't open yet. It was just starting. Blackcomb didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Whistler was just starting. Lougheed Mall was brand new and small. And there was like a luxury bus that you could take.
Mm.
It would pick you up at Lougheed Mall and drive you up to Whistler, give you your ticket for skiing for the day, and bring you back home by bus. And it was $5.
Wow.
It was $5. So we used to go skiing. You know, it was a very affordable sport
mm-hmm.
at that time. So we started doing that. The other things that we did at home, there was an awful lot of kind of just domestic stuff,
mm-hmm.
how we filled our days.
Mm-hmm.
My dad had just me and my sister. We had a piece of property that was 0.4 acres, so just under half an acre. A lot of lawn, a lot of garden. My dad had two lawnmowers. My sister used one. I used the other one. You know, dad would do, he would do as well. It wasn't
mm-hmm.
just us doing it. And we had to take turns, like, somebody got to mow. If you mowed the front lawn 1 week, the next week you mowed the back so that
mm-hmm.
somebody didn't get more to
mm-hmm.
do than the other. We always had to trade off. We had a big, big garden always. So it was digging the garden, weeding
mm-hmm.
the garden, picking the produce. We helped with canning.
Mm-hmm.
When my sister and I were emptying out the house, it's kind of funny, like, utensils that people have. My mom had like 10 or 12 potato peelers.
Wow.
You know, like, who has that? Well, that was left over from even our time in high school when we did seasonal canning.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left home, I continued to do that. And then when mom and dad were in the house on their own, we still continued to do home canning
mm-hmm.
as a, like, a communal effort.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, my gosh, the kitchen cupboards or the pantry cupboards downstairs, probably 10, 12 feet long, 4 feet high, they were filled.
Oh.
So we would can peaches, pears, cherries, plums, apricots, vegetables, tomatoes, beans, peas. Like, I hate canned peas. They're like, they're disgusting. I never like them. Carrots, but we would
can it all.
Do all of that.
And were these things grown either on your property or in the neighborhood?
Not the fruit. We would always take trips up to the Okanagan
right.
and back to my grandmother's in Nelson. So on the trips on the way back and forth, we would stop at the Okanagan and pick up fruit. My grandmother's place in Nelson had an orchard and a big barn in the back, so
mm-hmm.
that was also, you know, quite productive.
Mm-hmm.
So she had fruit trees, cherry trees, not peaches, but she had pears, apple trees. So if we weren't doing it at home, we did it there on
mm-hmm.
our summer holidays.
Mm-hmm.